views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and you will experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com. You can also check it out at transformationtalkradio.com and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, that's the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So it's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And on today's show, I'm really happy to say I have an amazing woman on the show, Carly Penfold, and she organizes the monthly holistic market and psychic fair to connect body, mind, and spirit right here in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. And the vendors come from all over the Okanagan to share their knowledge and experience with you, it empowering you to navigate holistic treatments and sample products and services to inspire a shift for better in 2018. Carly Penfold is the owner of Om Shiatsu practice in Kelowna. She offers shiatsu, reiki, chakra balancing, angel and fairy card readings. And Carly has empowered people to recover from injuries, work through emotional traumas, and to maintain a stress-reduced life. Her energy work is therapeutic, relaxing, and rejuvenating. And as a practitioner, Carly saw a need to have affordable regular gatherings for holistic businesses with the encouragement of fellow energy practitioners. She started organizing the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair at the Laurel Packing House in April of 2015. So her sales and marketing experience coupled with practitioner business has led her to create a market representing holistic services that people can easily find and sample so many things all in one place. So awesome to have you on the show, Carly.
Thank you.
How are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks, Colette.
Good. And so I really am happy to have you on the show. I've been one of the exhibitors at the Holistic Fair for just over a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just love it. We have so much fun. Although at my table there, a lot of people are saying, "Why is everybody crying?"
Bring on the Kleenex.
yeah, because a lot of times people will just pick up one of the cards and look at it, and then they'll start to cry, and they'll say, "Why am I crying?" with energy work, I mean, you have a vast knowledge, and you know, I just want you to tell people a little bit about yourself and what the Holistic Market's about, and all the beautiful things, the reasons why you chose to do this, because it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is, but it's a work of love, and honestly, the people that are involved with the Holistic Market, it's the group of people just creates such a community vibe that it just elevates everybody. the people that are there, they're already open to having alternative healing. A lot of the times, people already have a foundation knowledge about, you know, what energy is and how that works with healing. And they're coming there looking for specific alternative healing methods that really are not in the norm. A lot of the exhibitors, they don't have their own offices, or very few of them have their own offices where they practice or sell their goods out of. And they go from market to market. And this one is one that is a consistent one for them. They're able to come here and consistently put out what their passions are, and to the benefit of everyone who gets to come by and check it out. It is free admission, so it's quite easy for people to access this fountain of knowledge that's there through all of the vendors, like yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm always amazed by how many different people are there, and all the amazing products. And there's that lady there with those beautiful chocolates that are really good for you.
Yeah.
And then there's all the food. Even like what I love about it is even the concession. The food is, you know, organic, and, you know, so what I'd like to do is just like talk about the market a little bit and about, you know, what is available there. And I understand you told me that you have tried all these products.
Just about. Yeah.
And
just about.
So, you know, can you give us a little bit of an idea of what people could expect and the hours? And, you know, the next one is on May 27th.
That's right. May 27th, it's on a Sunday. It's from 11 until 4 o'clock. So it is free admission. You just come by anytime. There's a lot of door prizes, too, that are donated by the vendors, and they're given away throughout the day. So it's really easy to enter that. You just put down your name and phone number and email address, and then you're in for the draw. So the types of people that are there, there's really two sides of it. There's the holistic market side, and then there's the psychic side. So the psychic side, for example, people giving readings such as yourself with the dragon cards. There's various tarot card readers, people doing past lives, aura drawings, palm readings, there's tea leaf readings. Then there's the psychic intuitives and mediums, people working with their Egyptian guides, and then also those who are giving angel messages. They're all professionals. Like, these are people who have been doing this for a while. They are very good at what they do. A lot of times when you want to seek out something from the psychic side, a lot of people aren't really sure where to start. Usually it's word of mouth, because you want to go to someone good, right? So all this here, you can go to and see like over a dozen people. And what I suggest is that if you're overwhelmed by that, that when you arrive, that you just take a look at everybody there, kind of go with your own intuition, see who you're drawn to, talk to the readers before booking a session, and then go with what your gut tells you, because that's where you're being guided, and that's what you're going to be receiving the messages from that you need for that day.
It's so beautiful, because I quite often I'll be working with people at the fair, and I generally do 15-minute three-card dragon card reading for $20, like for 15 minutes, which is it's very fast. Yeah. But the results are amazing. And what I love to hear from the people is they'll be like, yeah, I felt, you know, if they come up to me and they say, you know, like, what are you doing and whatever, that's exactly what I suggest for them to do, is to go walk through the building and just see what you're drawn to.
Yeah.
You know, and if, you know, and then take a look around, and, you know, I'm pretty busy when I'm there. So I make appointments for people so that they can go do that, you know, and I love that, the spirit of it. Like, I love that in the morning when we start, just before we start, we always, everybody gets together and sets an intention. And I thought it would be kind of cool maybe if you and I set an intention even just for this radio show, because, you know,
that's
your
a great idea.
So what would you like to, you know, what would you like to put out there today? What are you feeling?
Well, I would like to put out there that whoever's listening today, that they are going to gain something from this show today. And if they're ready for an energetic upgrade from yourself, that they're calling in for that. It's a perfect opportunity to do so. And that that the listeners are able to just walk away with something that they weren't aware of before, or that has helped elevate them and or brought some insights to their day.
And basically, like that, you know, when you know, I see you every Sunday or one Sunday a month for sure now.
Yes.
And one thing I've really admire about you, I feel that you are a real inspiration for a lot of people who want to create community. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of this energy work, et cetera, you know, for to the practitioners there, it's kind of like, you know, what we've been doing for a very, very long time, like you said. But for someone coming in to it new, what I love is that you're providing an opportunity for people to really, it's almost like having like a, you know, walking into a buffet.
It is.
You know, and then, you know, filling your plate with the food that feeds your soul. How's that sound?
Oh, I love that. Can I write that down and use it later?
Sure. I write a lot of copy over the years. You know, it's so funny when you're in this line of work, the favorite part is working with clients and teaching the seminars and all of that. And the part that is least favorite for me would be the emailing and all that stuff, you know, the computer stuff. Yeah. And you do, it's so wonderful to be able to just go and attend and do my thing and know that you have things covered. And I just want to say that, you know, you do an amazing job of running this fair, because the energy gets very high in that building.
It does.
And maybe we have to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what, you know, the different things that people can experience there.
Right.
And so you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guest today, Carly Penfold. And when we return, we're going to continue with her story, and we will also be very happy to take callers, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat. And every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Practice living in wholeness with the Body Tune-Up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source, you're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Carly Penfold. And Carly is an amazing, amazing practitioner and also really, really good at organizing things, like the holistic fair.
Yeah.
So I would really like for you to share your contact information with everybody, how we can reach you.
Sure. Well, the website is www.holisticmarket.ca. And you can reach me also by email, holisticmarketok@gmail.com. Those are the best ways to get information and then to contact me directly.
And what about your shiatsu practice? How can people contact you for that?
This pretty much the same way, either through that website or they can go to my shiatsu website, which is omshiatsu.ca.
Awesome. So, you know, we have a caller calling in. So maybe what we'll do is we'll take this call and then you can tell us about the other half of the psychic fair that's not the psychic end, but the product, more the holistic part after we talk to our first caller here. So, Carter, do we have Raul on?
Raul, you're on the air.
Thank you. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Raul. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Raul had it. Pardon me?
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying that, you know, you just had a private consultation with me, I think it was a few weeks ago. How did that all work out?
Well, I came back from my trip. And my trip from Costa Rica, and I make the most amazing connection. Like you said, my life will never be the same.
I love it. So, you know, is there something that Carly and I can do for you here today?
Yes, because I'm dealing with the separation, with the anxiety, the nostalgic feeling, the separation after being with somebody for a whole week and being connected at all levels. And we actually worked on each other energetically. We were just like an incredible experience. So I'm dealing with the sentimental sadness of the separation, with wanting to make more money so I can move or make a move to Chile and be closer to her. I know it's not immediate, and also some back pain. So I know it's a big question, but somewhere, somehow that I can kind of stay strong with it, and whatever you pick up would be awesome.
Okay, so what we're going to do is... Carly reads cards, but she said, hey, let's just hang out with the dragon cards. This isn't her normal way deck that she works with. But the what came up here right away was the dragonfly, which is sensuality. And also another dragonfly in my deck, which is embracing. And that's about the twin flame relationship. So, you know, the back pain Let's address that, because when I test your back pain, it's coming up emotional, not on a physical level. And so I just like to get a baseline on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 being the the back pain's horrendous, to 0, the pain is not there, it's gone now. Where are you on that scale?
Today I'm on between 6 and 7.
Okay, and how would you describe the pain?
It's kind of sharp right in the middle, right in the back. I blame it too, the being sitting on an airplane for long, but I know what you said. Kind of like sharp. I can't really bend over that much. Now I'm a little bit better, but can't really do sudden moves.
Yeah, it's coming. It's not. Carly, I can. Carly, see, he's already laughing. Carly, good work. So, Carly, what I'll just explain. Like, Raul was looking for a special relationship with someone, and he met this woman, and they went away for a trip together. And he just got back from that trip. And Roel, are you feeling like you're totally in love?
It's beyond that. It's like deep. Yeah.
The separation part, what's coming up here is, when you separate like that, it's kind of like there's a separation in your back. It's like your lower and upper back are not working together. And it was sitting on the plane, but it was getting on the plane and knowing that you were flying away from her than to her.
Mm-hmm. And it's right at the heart chakra too.
Yeah. So Carly, go ahead and explain to him what you're getting. Because I was just going to say that my heart chakra card is unfettered. Yeah. She's going, oh, okay. So do you want to share with him what you're picking up here?
Yeah, if it's all right with you, Raul, I'd like to do some distance Reiki with you over your back in the heart center. And so I'll do that by distance if I have your permission for that.
Yes.
So, okay, thank you. So the heart chakra, that's what's coming to me, is that that's right where you're describing that back pain. That's right in that heart chakra. So it's definitely, as Colette had picked up as well, that's emotional. On the physical side, what can you do to help stretch that out a little bit? Bending at your waist and going towards the floor, giving your spine that stretch and release, and then slowly rolling up the spine again and kind of restacking the vertebrae to be stacked on top of each other. That should provide some immediate release as well. And then just acknowledgement and knowing that it's an emotional base, and then working through that. You also mentioned the finances too, and that's definitely tying into what your heart is desiring. So that
yes.
you can then be closer to the love that you've just been involved with and discovered. So,
and so
I see that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can feel a lot of energy moving through my body right now as you're doing that work, Carly. Mm-hmm. Like it's coming, and what I was picking up is the reason it's your back is because you had to go back. You see what I'm saying? So the thought of going back without her and, not being able to back up your authentic desires with finances is what's bugging you. And so we're just going to it's all this backing it up. And, like if you think about your spine as like, the central nervous system as a hard drive of your computer, what's coming up is that it was a hard drive back is what's coming. The excitement of going there and all the concern. I'm getting that your body was really like you were on a high level. And, this is really common, isn't it, Carly? Even if it's not like a romantic relationship or whatever, when people get together with like-mindedness, like even at the holistic fair, for those hours, those 5 hours that we're together in that building, the energy grows and grows and grows. And you can feel the vibration getting higher and higher. And people will say, like, oh, I feel dizzy, you know? And so do you want to explain a little bit about that? And I'm going to work on him some more to push some of this energy, because it what's coming up is it's sitting in your upper body, and your upper body, well, what's coming up is that your lower body's disappointed, you know, that you don't get to be intimate with her anymore. So this is coming from the lower chakra, the base chakra, the survival part, the finance part, all of that. That's about security. So what else are you picking up, Carly, for him?
Yeah, that's that foundation that everything else is built upon, with the root chakra. Having that stable and solid that allows you to grow and expand from that point.
And it's also coming up, you know, when you get in touch with the Kundalini energy, it's kind of, we want to strengthen that for you, because it's kind of like going to the next level and then the next level and then the next level. And so over the years, I've done so much remote work. That's how I do most of my work. And I have, see, for me, there's absolutely no doubt that I, when I'm connecting with people, and I can feel the energy coming in. And so just really strengthening you to her in that way, so that on some level, it's almost, I know it sounds kind of crazy in a way, but it's almost more beautiful not to be together in some ways, and to notice how you still are in sync. Like, so looking for those opportunities. So it not having to be like this, like, oh my gosh, you know, like this is so sad feeling. It's more like, oh, okay, I'm going to make a commitment here to empower this relationship through the higher self network, and hone my skills with this woman, so that when we meet again, it's going to be even more exceptional than it was last time, and sooner rather than later is what's coming up. And so if you want to hang on, we have to go for a quick break here. But what we'll do is Carly and I'll talk about this on the break, and we'll come back to you, and we'll see where you're at with this, if it's improving for you. Okay, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me on thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com, T-A-I-L-S. That is if you're looking for energy correcting cards and paintings. And I'm happy to say I have 16 more done. I have 60 out of the 64. And a new dragon came in 2 days ago, so the sketching has begun. That means my house is going to be a mess for a month or so. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We have Raul on the phone with us. Carly Penfold and I have been working with Raul. Raul, I just wanted to check in with you and ask you what number you're at now. Has it shifted at all? Your back and your feelings?
Yes, I totally felt some movement. I would say it's about 3.
Yeah, there you go. See, Carly?
Yeah.
We said you were at a 3. So this is what and this is the first time Carly and I have ever worked together.
Yeah.
And, you know, where she's like, oh, yeah, it's because, you know, the front, it was about from the front to the back was weak, facing life without her. But one of the things that I'm getting would benefit you greatly is to recognize that your life did not change because you met this woman. You met this woman because you changed your life. And you told me you have this amazing boss. you've got a promotion at work. This is already set in place so that you would be able to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carly and I are in total agreement on that.
Yeah.
So, Carly, what else before? I was just going to say, I was just asking Carly to give her last 2 cents here to you, but also I wanted to hear what you have to say because you wanted to comment.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rao.
Do I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first, Colette, we worked together for the last couple of months and I don't know. This journey has been amazing. The insights you've given me, the shift of energy. You and I were the only ones that talked about this, and we had conversations with this girl, with this woman, and she brought up things that you and I only talk about. And that prepared me to go deeper with her, and it's so transformational. I'm so grateful for your work. It's just,
thank you.
Thank you enough.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you met her. I'm so happy that you have had this beautiful experience. It's amazing. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so, Carly, what else do you want to tell Raul?
What I'm getting is that it's like the waves coming in from an ocean. There's going to be those first little bumps and waves to go up and down and over as you work through this. But once you get beyond that, you'll get into the calm that lies beyond and it will come to you.
Yeah. You know, Carly, I love your work. I can feel so much love coming from her words.
Yeah.
And you do have a beautiful way, Carly, of a calmness about you. that that brings that, you know, into being. And, you know, so Raul, I want to thank you so much for calling in. And I feel like you're slipping down to zero. And I also just getting really strong to this, that there is no distance between you and her. You know, it's not
the same.
It's not the same as being with someone physically, and I understand that. At the same time, when I test between the two of you, while Carly was talking, I was just strengthening for you to be strong to her and her strong to you, and everything you love about her and everything she loves about you and everything you like about her and everything she likes about you, and then getting very strong to, yes, we can work this out. You know, because you are strong to being together. And so it's just your number one weakness would be here, that you keep your attitude strong. That, and that's like my attitude dragon. That's the base chakra one. And like when someone has a really, really, really good reason to do something, that's when they do it. Right, Carly?
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you so much for calling in, and
thank
feel free
Colette.
To
thank
get
you, Carly,
touch.
So much.
Okay. Thank you. Carly. That was really amazing work. We do have another caller. So we're going to take this next call, and then we'll talk about the holistic fair some more after that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Carter, do we have Chelsea from Canada?
Yeah, Chelsea, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Chelsea. What can we do for you today?
I'm really struggling. I separated from my ex-husband 2 years ago, and we have two children together, and I just want to clear the energy. He has a lot of anger and resentment towards me and me towards him. I just want to be able to not necessarily be friends, but be able to work together, maybe communicate for the best of our children.
Mm-hmm. Good. And when you think about not having that with him and having this, it's coming up, the word angst, A-N-G-S-T. So we're just going to, it's coming up the divorce card, separation. And also transition, though, which is not necessarily about death, but about the death of something. Moving into the birth of something new. So I just like to get a baseline from 0 to 10, 10 being, you know, it just, you can't sleep at night because you're so concerned about this, and down to a 0, where are you on that scale?
I'd say about a 7 or 8. We split the kids 50-50, but we don't communicate at all. So when the kids come to me, it's, you know, I'd love to be able to communicate about the kids.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, because it's really challenging to
it's frustrating.
Yeah, well, because the children are going from one house to another house, and the rules change then if you don't have the same rules. So, Carly, what would you suggest here for this situation?
Yeah, what came to me was to ask your higher self, Chelsea, to connect with your ex's higher self and to take it to that level, that your higher selves will be working together for the benefit of all involved, including your children, and having their higher selves involved as well. And it's like a collective gathering of everybody on the spiritual level, on the higher self level, to work towards what's best for all involved, particularly your kids. I mean, as adults, you'll need to be stronger in order to pull together and to work together for the benefit of them as well. And then putting that out there to the highest selves, that you're asking for open communication, that it's done on, doesn't even have to be friendly terms, but civil, that you're civil towards each other, that you're visualizing this as the outcome, and then starting to work towards that with assistance from your guides and from those around you.
So what I was picking up, I was just working on some karma here. And there's something, you know, karma is really cause and effect. And, you know, the thing is that his words have a very big effect on you is what's coming up. What happens when you speak to him? Do you argue or fight with each other or just don't speak to each other?
We argue and it gets nasty. That's why we usually just have to text each other. But when I text him about the kids, half the time he doesn't text me back. So it's kind of like talking to a wall. So it's really frustrating.
Okay. So let's first and foremost get you strong to this, to the recognition that on some level, your children really wanted him to be their father and really wanted you to be their mother. And on some level, on a soul level, it's coming up. They are having this experience, and it's an experience that we want to take the good and bad out of. So I've talked to many, many children and parents around this, and people automatically assume that children from divorce are worse off. But I'm getting your children are much better off this way, and that if if you have strong communication with your children, then they will tell you what's going on the other end. And listening to that and honoring that without judgment is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, recognizing that even if he's not participating in this way, you can choose how you're going to carry yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the connection between a mother and her children is very strong. So I'm working on that to strengthen that. We just want to check in with you right now and just see, do you feel a shift happening here yet?
I feel almost like I'm kind of breathing heavy. I'd say it's shifting a little bit. There's definitely some shift happening in the body right now.
Yeah, I can feel that. And Carly, I'm picking that up, that this would be my courage dragon. That's the solar plexus. Holding your breath, waiting for things to get better is what's coming up. We do have to take a quick break here. Carly and I will work on this on the break. We'll check in with you at the end of the break and see where you're at with this. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Carly Penfold on the show. We are talking about the Holistic Market, which upcoming one is on May 27th. And I just wanted to mention that I'm also having another Shift Happens live talk event this on June 1st, which is the Friday night. It's from 7 till 9 on at the Holiday Inn Express. Everybody's welcome. It's free gathering, and I energetically shift people for a couple hours, and then we go out dancing for the Call to Dance seminar. So Call to Dance seminar is going to be on June 2nd and 3rd. And actually, Carly, I have I've got to pick a name because someone from the Holistic Fair, I've been having a draw. So someone's going to win a free, and that's a value of $425. So I will let you know, the listeners know whose name I pick. We were going to do that before, but we forgot.
Okay.
Not you, but me and my team forgot. And so also, I just wanted to let people know that I have a telespa coming up. It's the first telespa for a while, back by popular demand. I work on, this one is nice assets. Life is abundance. So psychosomatically, your butt, you know, when people say nice buns, it's because on one level, you know, round buttocks are an indication on a psychosomatic level that someone is absolutely open to having abundance in their life.
Right.
That's called Be Irresistible. You can check that out. And as usual, on May 17th, I'll have the Float Your Boat. Now, we have Chelsea online. And Chelsea, we were working on this on the break, and I just wanted to check in with you and just find out if you're what number you're at. And then Carly has some more information to share with you.
I'd say I'm about pretty neutral.
Yes.
I actually noticed while you guys were working on the gentleman before me, I was pretty worked up and I was like pretty upset about my issue. But as Carly was doing like the Reiki and stuff on him, I noticed a shift in myself.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
She's working on the heart. So Carly, what would you like to tell Chelsea?
Yeah. Chelsea, some of the things that you can do to help the environment for yourself and the kids is when, you know, before they go over to your exes or when they're coming back, if you have these kinds of things at home, using the singing bowls, essential oils, there's crystals that you can use that you can just put the intention into that they're cleansing and clearing. If you do any smudging, that would be a good time to smudge when they're, you know, right before they come back to cleanse and clear the energy that's in your home so that they're coming back to something that's calm, stable, and that they will be able to connect with you on that level rather than a heightened level of anxiety and frustration.
How does that sound, Chelsea?
That sounds great. Thank you both
so
much.
You're very welcome. You have control over your environment in your home, and you have control over your attitude around this. And that's what's so awesome, because you're strong to being a good mom. So good moms aren't always perfect, okay? Right? Hey, Carly, do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have two girls. They're 14 and 17.
So Carly, you know, and I understand as mothers how frustrating things can get. But if you control your environment and you strengthen yourself first and foremost to be calm, the children will follow. Mm-hmm. You know, so thank you so much for calling in. And Carly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chelsea. So Carly, like, let's talk some more about what's happening at the festival or at the Holistic Fair.
Yeah. Well, those suggestions that I was making to Chelsea with like the singing bowls and all of the vibrational healing that can happen with the crystals and the essential oils, that's all, that's everything that's at the Holistic Market as well. So Chelsea, if you're in the Kelowna area, be sure to come down and check that out. I mean, there's so much that's there from the product side as well. And then the healers side, there's people that are doing shiatsu and Reiki there. You can get mini demonstrations. There's people doing body talk and hypnotherapy. There's Tesla energy healing and access consciousness bars. We've got healing touch, therapeutic touch, such a wide variety that you can just go down and even get a mini dose of it, or even just to try it out before seeing these practitioners outside of the market hours for a full session.
I and love then, it.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful massage. I snuck out of my station there and had a quick massage. And I was like, okay, I'm going to see this guy. What's his name? The wonderful shiatsu guy there.
It's Kai Shiatsu.
Yeah.
The name of the business. Yeah.
Because you're so busy running things, you're not doing shiatsu there. You're doing readings, are you not?
Yeah, I do the tarot card readings while I'm there because, like you said, I am up out of my booth quite a bit too and checking in on everybody and just trying things out myself because sometimes it's like I put this out there for other people, but it really it's just for me. I use all of these things. I go and see the readers. I go and see the people for body work. I'm just like, it's like my favorite things. And everyone can just join me every month as we all get together.
I just love that. I just love that, that you set out to do something that would empower so many people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, wow, I'm just so impressed with that, you know, like it's, and just to bring, you see, you're such an example, why I feel so inspired by you is because you have a love for this that exceeds the competitive edge.
You know what, that's so true. I mean, I'm a shiatsu practitioner myself, but I encourage other practitioners who practice shiatsu to participate in the market because I do believe there's enough for everybody. There's certainly not a lack. It's not competitive. It's all about empowering and bringing the knowledge out to as many people as possible because it is so beneficial. The energy work is so beneficial and people do get results.
Absolutely. And, you know, like, this is something that's really close to my heart too. Like this is my sixth year with this radio show. And it also same as you, my anniversary is in April. And so I don't know what it is about April, but that's when we take the leap. And I just love, like, I've had so many different practitioners on my radio show, and I love to promote this their work as well as mine, because what I have found over the years, I've put together this new program called To Dance, which is a conglomeration basically of everything that I've studied. And I wrote a book 3 years ago called The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. And it turned out to be 531 pages, right? Which was crazy. And then now I'm breaking it into coloring book manuals. And so when I share that at the fair, people are just laugh. They look at it because I've got all the the information about sacred geometry and you know, quantum physics, a little bit of that in there at a level, and how energy works and why, how we can do remote healing and what I've learned about how that works. And so I just find it so amazing that you're doing this. And I want to thank you for the wonderful opportunities that you present. It's been really beneficial for my business to attend the Holistic Fair. Mm-hmm. And I always have fun. We have about 1 minute left. What would you like to leave people with, Carly?
Well, first off, Colette, let's say thank you so much for having me on your show. And I really do enjoy the energy that you put out there as well. And you are one of the anchors in the market as in terms of being so solid with and positive with your energy, and you definitely contribute to all of it. So I'd like everyone to have the opportunity to come down. And I would also like to give away 3 sessions of tarot card readings. It can be in person in Kelowna or over Skype. For the first 3 people who can email me at theholisticmarketok@gmail.com or contacting me through the website at www.holisticmarket.ca.
Thank you so much for that generous, generous offer. And I want to mention that I will also be offering 3 free telespa for that first telespa. Or the second one, I guess, because it'll be too late at that one. But because this is a 5-week program, the telespa, you can buy them individually or you can buy them together. And I'll be offering 3 of those to people as door prizes also. So thank you so much. And thank you for everyone calling in. Thank you, Carter. We'll be back next week. Karen Campbell-Betton will be co-hosting the show for me next week, and we love to hear from her too. So bye for now, everyone. See you next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.